This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back to the next chapter in the seemingly never-ending, far from comprehensive, you promised it wouldn't take this long, history of Ohio rock and roll. Exploring 1983, we come to an Ohio band that is in very good company. It's one of the six groups that, at one time or another, featured future Nine Inch Nail Clevelander Trent Reznor, the Exotic Birds. The Birds' first foray into vinyl was a single, No Communication, which also would find its way onto their first self-titled album, a single and album that, at the time, did not include Trent. It would be the next version of the Exotic Birds that would feature him in the lineup.
As if you don't
It would be 1986's Wazzul album that would include Mr. Reznor, and that's French for bird. Actually, it's the only Byrds album that can say that. From that 12-inch, Have You Heard the News? Wazzul was recorded at Beechwood and engineered by George Sipple. '85 saw Trent in the band The Innocent and the release of their only piece of vinyl, an album, Living in the Street. The band featuring Rodney Sica on lead vocals was far and away the most pop guitar-based outfit Trent was to be affiliated with. The band also included Danny Iris and Breathless alumni. Here's the LP's title cut.
I was out disturbing the
Mr. Reznor didn't stay in one place for very long, and 1986 found him in another band, Slam Bamboo, releasing two singles in 86 and 88 respectively, along with a 2015 compilation that was presented only as a digital download. Here's the plug sides to Slam's two singles, House on Fire and White Lies. Note there's more synth and less guitar.
It's so nice waking up to you. It's so nice waking up to you.
Like a house. not going to wait anymore. I'm just wasting my time getting older. I've tried to take what you say as being the truth. You've got love on your side, but it's over too. Yes, it's over too. The thing that gets to me every time is that look of truth that's in your eyes. Don't tell those little white, don't tell those little white lies. No, no, don't tell those little white, don't tell those little white lies. You and your innocent smile, such a weakness to me. Keep me blind so that I'm only guessing. You can dress up your words, make them seem to be something so different that I don't know what you mean. And I'll always believe if you faltered as you spoke your lies. I see the difference in your eyes. Don't tell those little white, don't tell those little white lies.
Last band before the birth of Nine Inch Nails was Lucky Pierre, which we've already covered for 1979, joining them in 1988 for the Communique EP.
Disconnect the phone, it's primitive and cold. advice. Pray, give a sign, the difference of men and mice.
While it was, at the time, comforting to know that across town there were those who believed this synth-based stuff wasn't rock and roll at all. And you can include me in that chorus, producing music that, in their view, was more in line with the rock genre. Two bands that proudly flew the rock flag were the hard rock metal Breaker and the rock glam Stutz. Breaker was born as teenagers out of Maple Heights High School, releasing their first chunk of vinyl, the single Blood Money, in 1983. The cut also appeared in a re-recorded form for their first long player, 1987's Get Tough. Breaker took the European metal bands to heart, especially the Scorpions, of which they sound similar. I want to emphasize just how good these guys were shortly out of high school, and it was completely homegrown, recorded at Summa, produced by Kenny Hammond, and released on Medina's Auburn Records label. This may or may not be your cup of tea, but be proud that these Ohioans held their own with the big guys. Here's the first single, Blood Money, 1983 version, and the lead-off track to 1987's Get Tough LP, Lie to Me. Is that you, Klaus?
Dirty talk, 'cause I don't want your love.
you're listening to The Vinyl Garage. Of course you are. Was a Lorain County band, which in 1983 released one vinyl LP and a single, the A-side of which did not appear on the album, along with a 2012 compilation 3-CD set of remasters, B-sides, and some new material found on the Stormspell label. From the aforementioned 7-inch, the non-LP Blowing My Mind, and its flip side, Killer. Spell Records is an indie niche label best known for releasing unknown, little-known bands whose copyright had either been held by the group or had expired, and Stutz found their way onto their radar. The band released three albums, all CDs consisting of one of all new material, and two compilations, along with a three-CD box set of all three. From the collection of new cuts, 2012's Marching Into Hell, here's Prophecy.
Some
Next up is a Cleveland four-piece band that, according to their management bio, quote, weaves elements of folk, psychedelia, power pop, and rock, and whose first piece of vinyl wasn't vinyl at all. It was plastic, as in a flexi-disc or sound sheet in 1984, with their Sometimes I'd Rather Be Alone, The Terrible Parade. Parade's only full-length LP was Where Were You When the Lights Went Out from 1990, this time a proper piece of vinyl. From that 12-inch, In the Storm. We'll be right back. changing both city and musical genre with New Albany's That's Down by Columbus for the geographically challenged Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers with Every Night About This Time and Big City Woman. Two more reasons to be proud that you're an Ohioan.
Stays on my mind. Every night about this time, that woman stays on my mind. Well, I think about that woman and the love I left behind. Every night about this time, my love come tumbling down. Time, my love come tumbling down. Well, I think about that woman, her love is nowhere to be found. Kids and wives. City woman took my silver and gold. Big City woman took my silver and gold. She played me like a fool. How could you be so cold?
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Nice.